Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm good.
Long time no see.
Do you know what? Johnny and I go way back, but we haven't seen each other since it was
a month before lockdown. Yeah.
And tell everybody what we were we at?
It was at the Taylor Swift concert in the Three Arena. No, it was at the Slipknot concert in the Three Arena.
It was the Slipknot concert.
And you were just, you were like on planet, like Krypton, because you just met Corey Taylor.
Corey Taylor, lead singer of Slipknot, a friend of mine, my best mate, had met him on the set of Doctor Who. It was a long story, I won't go into now, but basically, they're friends. He came over to Dublin to hang out with us for the gig.
Well,
and then he was like, hey, Corey wants to see us downstairs.
I'm literally listening to the Seven Deadly Sins audiobook at the moment. It's incredible. But obviously here to talk about something completely different.
Beauty and the Beast. Although I do think, in fairness, Corey Taylor wouldn't be a bad beast. Let's be honest. But you are going to be Gaston.
I am going to be playing Gaston this year at the National Stadium, returning as the baddie once again. For when Alan Hughes and Rob Murphy, also known as Sammy Sausages,
yes,
and the Magnificent Buffy, take on the adventures of Beauty and the Beast.
Now, doesn't this go way, 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 way back? Weren't you, what age were you, nine?
We were in a Slipknot tribute band.
Yeah, it may have been a different act you were playing tribute to, but who were you playing tribute
to? At the time when Alan Hughes and Carl Broderick are doing the very first panto, they were doing Jack and the Beanstalk and Boyzone. Number one band at the time, and they wanted to have a tribute band.
So
Boys Only!
I remember!
That's the one!
I remember! So who, because there was someone else in Boys Only as well.
Yes, Stephen Garrigan.
Stephen
Garrigan from Codeline was Ronan Keating.
And you were.
And I was Stephen Gately.
Unbelievable. And so and here you are back now, 6 or 7 years later.
26 years later. But you know what? Even back then, I remember, because that's obviously when Carl's writing for Panto came to life and, you know, just magnetising audiences. And that's when they started in St. Anthony's Theatre. They went on to Liberty Hall. They then went on to the Tivoli, and now their home is the National Stadium. And you know what? It just gets bigger and better every year. It really does. Sammy Sausages was invented that year. And you know what? Audience from all over the country, they just come in. And I see why. There's something for everyone. It's very rare to kind of talk about other, you know, films or something when families are going to go. You've got the parents on their phone just getting through the kids' films and vice versa. Yeah. There is something for everyone in this panto, and I love doing it. And I particularly love playing the baddie. And you know what? I love seeing the lads, you know, particularly the dads going in, going, oh, here we go, a blatant panto. First time probably going.
Yeah.
And by the end,
they're up
doing
dancing,
five, get on up. When you're literally on the stage, they have to be pulled down.
That
and it just
so
brings
good.
The whole Christmas spirit and the tradition together.
And talk to me about the kind of regimen required for a panto run, because in some ways, it's a brief enough run, probably just, you know, just around a month or so. But in other ways, it must just take over everything from when? August, September?
No, I mean, it can be from October, but ours is from November.
November,
and we're going to rehearsals in November. And it is full on, you know, because one thing I love about it as well, you don't know what show you're going to get. Because some key can shout up something and you have to kind of change the whole entirety of the show.
So
you have to be prepared for that. But also as well, it does become, I've always thought this, if they just did a behind the scenes of the panto,
really?
To make this kind of real life documentary, you know, it would be incredible. But it is, it's a lot. It really is. Mm. And you know, the dreams you have and everything as well. You know,
it all seeps in.
Yeah.
It's because it's the night after night thing. And do you do any matinees?
Yeah, oh yeah.
We do
school shows in the morning.
Oh, stop.
So we'll start on the 10th of December and then we'll do all the school shows. And the school shows is where you lose your voice.
Yes.
Because you're like, oh, I'm going to shout back at you. And then after about 3 or 4 shows, it becomes 34 shows or 54 shows. And you're just like, I can't speak anymore.
And I'm still trying to be Gaston.
Yes,
be
exactly.
The baddie.
Yeah, exactly.
Another completely unrelated note. Since I last saw you at Slipknot, you got married.
I did, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I met a lovely lady, Brenda Murphy, during lockdown when you were only allowed to do the 5K radius, and we met for a walk. And my goodness me, yeah, a couple of years afterwards, here I am married.
Fantastic. Look at that beautiful ring. Yeah,
she's brilliant. She'd be the first one in. She's the biggest supporter of not just the panto, but everything that
That's
I do.
Brilliant.
She's amazing. So yeah, it's great.
Well, massive congratulations.
And do you know what I have to say? We've got a phenomenal cast this year. We've got Susan McFadden involved.
Yes.
Susan, I've just been such a fan of her.
I've known Susan for years. She's brilliant.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. We've mutual friends and obviously just saying hello to various weddings and things like that. But to share the stage with us at Drink on Tune. We also have Niall Sheehy, fresh off from Les Miserables.
From the
West
and also
End. Yeah,
yeah,
and Miss Saigon as well. So really, really super cast this year, and just cannot wait to get started.
Right, well done, because not only are you on the stage doing the panto, not only have you gotten married, not only do you still share the same love for metal that I do, but you're also back in Fair City.
Absolutely,
how
yeah.
about that?
I know, it's kind of crazy. You know what, this character is something that it just, It was the best accident to ever happen.
Okay,
and I've always
so
said that because he was supposed
that.
Well, I mean, back in 2016, I was supposed to be playing this mechanic. And he was a nice guy. That's all I was told. And then about 5 months into the run, Bridget de Courcy took me upstairs and she went, listen, this guy has a bit of a secret. Do you know Amelia Stewart? And I said, yeah, yeah, really well. By pure coincidence, we were best friends as kids. And she goes, well, you're
going to
be
me.
Yeah, you're going to be kidnapping her. She plays Cade. You're going to kidnap her for about 6 months in a box. And 6 months kind of became a year and a half because the ratings went up and they were delighted with it. It was brilliant. And then I thought I was dead at the end of that whole stint.
Everybody thought that,
And cut long story short, I had kidnapped her because her brother was up to no good with my sister. I thought my sister had died. And then she stabbed me in the back, literally, and I fell off Dunleary Pier. So then I remember going off to Bridgie afterwards and saying, listen, am I dead? And she was like, we don't know. We'll let you know. So
see, what I love about soaps like this is the way in which the writers keep things from even the cast.
Oh, yeah.
And even the fact that you are playing this character. As you said, you started off playing the character and you didn't know there was
I thought I thought I was dead.
Yeah.
Came back for the 30-year anniversary. Still to this day, I got Barry O'Hanlon, threw him in the back of a van. I have no idea why I did that. But then I kidnapped my old sister and poor Geraldine Plunkett, who played Rose, who's like in her 70s. I kidnapped her as well. So then I was in prison. And then I thought, oh, I don't know, it's going to be a while. 5 years, 35-year anniversary. And they asked, would it be interesting to come back? It's a no-brainer. No-brainer. I love it in there.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
And in fairness to that show, like, I absolutely think that the quality of acting on Fair City, to me, surpasses the British ones. And I know that may just be a biased thing because we're all Irish, but I think it's unreal.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, genuinely.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And also, it's a lot of pressure. I know so many actors go in there and it's like, oh, Fair City, grand, easy gig. They think that it's the pressure. If someone gets sick or something like that, or someone catches COVID, or someone has a flu, or there's a death in the family, those script writers, and I'm sure it's the same with the UK soaps as well, they just write scripts on the spot. You have to learn them there and then. It's really, really difficult.
Yeah.
But it's great pleasure watching it back. And it's a lovely bunch of people in there. And I really, really like that
as well. Well, I'm glad you can tell as well. And you know how good the cast is when everyone seems to be doing what they're doing in there. It's brilliant. Well, congratulations on that. Congratulations on getting married. Best luck in the panto. Panto.ie is the website for tickets. Before you go, though, quick fire round, okay?
Okay.
Top of your head.
I'm nervous now.
What are you currently obsessed with?
Limp Bizkit
at
the moment. Yeah, I've got back into because they've obviously announced the tour. I was filming away in Amsterdam while they were doing their thing up in Belfast that they did back in, I don't know, it was them and Sum 41 on a Miss Boat. So I'm like, yes, we're going to go.
They're coming. So March 11th. Like, go along and
that would be
my Arena.
Bit of obsession at the moment.
That's a great answer. Who's the most famous person in that phone of yours?
I'd say it would be. Do I have your number, Dave? Did I get it?
Far more famous than me, I'm sure.
Oh God, I don't know. Do you know what? To promote the panto, I'm going to say Sammy Sausages.
Sammy
Alan
Sausages.
Hughes.
There you go.
See what I did there? Plug in the panto once again.
Brilliant.
National Stadium, Dublin. Panto.ie.
Go back to when you're about 8 years old, second class in school. You open up your lunchbox for Suspiog. What's inside?
A ham and cheese sandwich, a Dairy Lunchable as well, and a Frufu. Do you remember them?
No, what was
remember
that?
Remember Frufu, the yogurts with the little toys in them?
No, yeah. I'm too old.
Yeah, it was like
Frufo.
A yogurt.
But
yeah, Frufu. Okay. Frufu or Frufo. I think the Irish pronounce it Frufo. Yeah, okay. And
sounds delicious. The final question that I ask everybody, Johnny, because I don't, is do you wash your legs in the shower?
I could tell you that, but I'd have to kill you.
Well, I'm prepared to
do
be
I
murdered.
Wash my legs in the shower? Oh, yeah.
You do?
Yeah. Bit of shower gel and absolutely just give a rundown with absolutely everything as well.
Listen, fair play to you. That's what you want to do.
If you're not there beside me to wash them for me!
Johnny Ward in Beauty and the Beast. You'll catch him as Gaston Panto.ie for tickets running December 10th to January 5th in the National Stadium. Johnny, thanks a million for coming in.
Thanks so much. Always a pleasure.
Dave Moore on Today FM.